From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. With more than 40% of the vote in, Spain's Catalonia region defied the central government Sunday, voting overwhelmingly for independence. Several thousand gathered in Barcelona's central Plaça de Catalunya Sunday night to celebrate the referendum.
Els ciutadans de Catalunya ens hem guanyat el dret a tenir un estat independent.
Catalan president Carles Puigdemont says the people won the right to become an independent state. He's expected to make a declaration within 48 hours. But Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has a different view.
Ha fracasado un proceso que solo ha servido...
He said the referendum failed, adding that it has only served to sow division. He said coexistence must be recovered as soon as possible. Police used batons and rubber bullets to disrupt some of the voting. Hundreds reportedly were injured. Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo of the Atlantic Council said the turnout was about the same as a similar referendum in 2014.
The people that are getting out and voting are the ones that are pro-independence. We knew that. That's not news. The unfortunate thing is that we had to get to a point in which the police had to intervene, and neither the Spanish government nor the Catalan government were able to reach a negotiated solution.
The ballot has no legal standing. It was blocked by Spain's constitutional court. At least seven people were killed, several wounded Sunday in Cameroon's English-speaking regions after security forces fired on protesters demanding independence from the majority Francophone country. The protests were held on the 56th anniversary of the incorporation of the English-speaking region into Cameroon. The dispute, dating to World War I, involves long-standing complaints by English speakers of discrimination, including the distribution of the country's oil wealth. This is VOA News.